Good morning, everybody. You're here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, listening in on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And a good Monday morning it is. It is now 10:06 a.m. here on the West Coast of the United States in California. And it is Monday, July 28th. 2025. It is very close to someone's birthday who I love very much. And I will say happy birthday to them, even though I don't think they are listening, but I'll say happy birthday anyway, because I love them dearly. And I hope you're all doing really well. I woke up super late today, because I ridiculously went to bed super late last night. And I don't know what is going on exactly, but I seem to be having trouble getting to bed on time, early enough lately. And I don't know why that is. I think I'm doing okay, and then something gets away from me, and I end up getting to bed way too late. I think I just get sidetracked. Maybe it's an ADHD thing, or maybe it's a projector thing, or maybe it's a Mercury retrograde thing. I don't know what to blame it on, actually. But I know it has to cease, because if it doesn't, I'm going to wear myself out, and we can't have that. So I need to get some tips for how to get to bed earlier. Because it seems almost like I kind of wake up later in the day, not even physically waking up, but even if I wake up early. For instance, the other day I woke up at 7 a.m. and I still didn't get to bed until really late. But it's not a great idea, and I have to stop doing that, because it's hurting me, and I don't want it to seriously hurt me. And I really love my sleep. I feel so much better when I do get sleep. And you might be able to hear it in my voice that I have not. So, but I'm here, and I didn't want to not be here. So I'm happy that you're all here with me, because you are the reason I wake up early. And also, I love doing the show. You know, I love doing it for all of you. I love helping everybody. And I also... it also makes me feel good, because I enjoy helping people. And I also half the time need the reminders myself of what I'm talking about. So yeah, it works. So it's worth getting out of bed for, believe me. Otherwise I wouldn't keep doing it every week. And I realize it's going on 3 years that I've been here with you all. I started on September 11th, strangely enough, 2022. And that 3 years it seems to have gone by pretty quickly. And I'm finding that this is what's happening. I mean, here we are, and it's July, it's almost August. And time is really kind of flying. And I really am surprised by this sometimes, because I have a birthday coming up, you know, later in the year. And yeah, it's just like, I'm happy that I'm still here after all these years, believe me. I wouldn't have it any other way, really. But it's so surprising, because, you know, when you're a kid, or when you're a young adult, you really don't think about, you know, time passing, and you as someone who's older, you know, you just don't think about it. And I have this magnet on the side of my refrigerator that says, destined to be an old woman with no regrets. And I think I got it when I was somewhere maybe in my 30s. And of course, that seemed a long time away. And I'm not saying I'm old, because I'm not. I'm actually quite youthful. Thank you very much. But, you know, I'm not exactly 18 anymore, and many of us are not, and that's okay. The important thing is to make the time work for you and to enjoy the time as it passes. Because if you are living a full life, doing what you desire, by yourself or with someone that you love, or with many people that you love, in any way that you feel is right for you, then the time is well spent and you're not going to regret anything. And that is something I've always said. I always have maintained that I want to have no regrets. And it's, you know, it's challenging sometimes because I can think of a few things that I kind of do regret and would do differently now than I did. But do I really regret anything? I mean, yeah, kind of, a little bit. But then I look at it and I know that whatever that regret is, it obviously happened for a reason. I do regret doing things in an unconscious manner when I didn't know any better. So yeah, that I do regret. But again, like I said, I learned from all of those things, and I'm still learning from some of the things that I might regret today that I can't actually change. So I have that peace, but the regret is lessened, I would say, when I realize that whatever happened, I was doing the best I could from my level of consciousness at that point. Sorry, guys, my throat again. Oh, I'm going to take a drink. I'm still here, sorry. So when I remember that, you know, I was doing the best I could from whatever vibrational or consciousness level that I was at the time, it does give me ease and it does allow for, you know, some compassionate self-forgiveness of myself, which I think is really important for everyone. There are way too many people coming to me lately and telling me about things that they regret. And that's hard. That's really hard when you live your life that way, and you can't. You can't live your life with regrets. You have to make peace. And you have to understand that, yes, you were doing the absolute best you could with what you knew at the time from your own consciousness level at that point in time. Excuse me. So it does no good to beat yourself up. It really doesn't. You just have to allow, you know, things to be the way they were. And you have to learn the lessons from everything that happened. And you also have to look at, the bigger picture, because we get tunnel vision sometimes in situations. And many times things are revealed to me later about any particular situation I might have been involved in. And then I get more information about it. And I realize, oh, okay, now I understand the deeper meaning to this entire situation and why it's happened. And it's not all about me. It's not all about what I might have done wrong. It's really not. It's about the other people who are involved and what they're going through and the lessons they have to learn too. And on your end, or my end, there's something in it for me, obviously, to learn, or it wouldn't be happening. And also, I have to look at the other person or people in a way that lets me know that there really is no other. Anything I see outside of me in someone else is simply a reflection of what's going on inside me in some way. And if I'm having to look at it, it's something in me that needs some sort of healing. Maybe it's a fear that I have and I'm not even aware of it. Maybe it's contrast and I'm seeing it because that's what I don't want, and that makes me know what I do want even more strongly. So keep that in mind, you know, anything that happens outside of you, any problems you're having with someone, it's just a way for you to work out something that is an emotional wound in you. And that's the whole point. The point is for you to, you know, work it out and raise your consciousness in doing so. So let me tell you guys how to get, guys and gals, I hate saying guys when there are women involved, but I do it for out of force of habit. I'll tell you how to get over to the Facebook page so you can chat with me. I am here for you. I am a spiritual psychology practitioner, among other things. I delve into many areas of life, such as masculine and feminine energy dynamics, elements of sexuality, all kinds of personal problems, spirituality, anything about spirituality, metaphysics, you know, sometimes even religion, even though I'm not religious, I'm definitely spiritual. But I was raised Catholic, so I do know a little bit about that. So anything that is on your mind, I am happy to hear about. And I want to be able to help you with if you need help. So you can send me a question or a comment by going over to the Facebook chat if you're not there already. And the way you do that is just go to your computer or your device and enter 12radio.com into the web, and that will bring you to, it will bring you to a page with a black background with some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. And if you hit chat, that will take you over into the 12radio Facebook page, where you can join the group if you're not already a member. Excuse me. Sorry. Okay. And if you are a member, just scroll down to my banner and you'll see me. And my banner says Lori the Love Sherpa. And then you can put comments and questions in the chat right there. Easy peasy. And feel free to ask anything you like. I will do my best to answer any and all questions. And that's what we're doing. And I want to say hi to everybody who's in the chat right now. And let's see who's there. Hey, Rob. It's good to see you back. I know you've been very busy with your project. It's exciting. It's very, very exciting, actually. Hey, Anne. Good to see you here, too. Anne says, sending love and grateful for your presence. Well, I'm very grateful for your presence as well, Anne, and I am sending you so much love. So thanks for being here. No, I'm not on YouTube yet, but I will be most likely soon. I may do what Kat's doing and ease myself into it by not actually having my face on camera for a while. I might not be as brave as Serena, my producer, who is live and in person on YouTube with her show After Me. And she looks great. She really looks beautiful. But I basically roll out of bed and do this show. So I'm not so sure I am camera ready right now. Although to tell you the truth, I I don't do that much in the morning, and I'm thankful to be able to say that. Like, I don't really put on a lot of makeup or do that much with my hair sometimes. So, hey, you never know. You might, you know, what you see is what you get usually. So I might just be on YouTube a lot sooner than I think. That's kind of funny. But yes, I'm actually excited to be on YouTube. I think that's really fun. The funny thing about it is that I thought about being on YouTube a long time ago, and I was like, I can't do that. And here it is, plopped in my lap. And that's kind of how my life works. It's very interesting. When I have a desire, me personally, I don't know how this works for everybody, but when I have a desire and I just enjoy the desire a little bit, like if I feel, that would be really nice to do that. But then I usually talk myself out of it sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes, like YouTube. And then it takes a long time to come in. But when it does come in, it surprises me because, of course, that's what I wanted, you know? So this is kind of funny that the YouTube opportunity is being presented to me, and I'm definitely going to take it because I feel like it's definitely correct in this moment, at this time in my life. So, and why not? You know, I'm here with you all. May as well be on YouTube too. Hopefully reach an even larger audience and bring lots of good messages and good information to the people who might not even know about 1-2 Radio, right? And I have a personal mission of my own, which I have always deeply felt that I am here to guide, literally. And that's one of the ways I do it, by getting on here with all of you and sharing my knowledge. And I love that. I absolutely love it. It's my favorite thing in the world, or definitely one of my favorite things. But it is, like I said, it is my mission, and I take it seriously. So, and the way I guide is in many ways. I do it here with all of you. I do it in my personal life. I do it with my clients. And actually, that's one of my favorite ways to do it, with my clients, because as a human design projector, I need to have the invitation before I work with anyone. And I also need to have recognition and know that that recognition is valued. And it makes it so much more correct for me to work with you. And I get much more aligned intuition when I'm allowed to work with someone in a very correct container. So, sorry, my neighbor has turned on their water and now I'm hearing noise in the background. I swear, it's like anywhere I go in my apartment, I almost can't escape the noise. It's very bizarre. I hope they turn it off soon because it's kind of irritating. In some ways, it's actually more irritating because it's kind of like, I don't know if you call it gray noise or what, but it's almost more irritating than the lawnmower guy. It's just like another element of my ADHD at work and distracting me. So, okay. Where are we? Okay, let's see who else is here. Okay, good. They've been quiet now. I shall. She says, ready for my love Sherpa and lawn guy. Well, I'm in the other room right now, so you probably won't hear the lawn guy too loud. So that's, I'm sorry if that's a disappointment for you, Shell. But it, from where I stand, it makes for a better show when there's no noise. And Anne says, you probably tried these already, but for me, what usually works is either read a book, listen to an assisted meditation, or a podcast of someone I like. I'm not sure what you're referring to, what usually works. I mean, those things definitely are great. You mean to go to sleep? Oh, okay. No, see, that's not the problem. It's not that I can't go to sleep, it's that I'm not going to bed. That's the problem. Once I get there, I'm fine. Once I get there, I'm out. Thank God. I sleep very well and wonderfully. The problem is actually getting in the bed because I'm just out doing other things. So, okay. Okay. And Rob says, but thank you for those suggestions, and that you're right. Those are good things. And they will help you. Excuse me one second. I just need a little bit of water. Okay. Rob says, in my opinion, time seems to go more quickly as we get older because we encounter more and more been there, done that situations in everyday life. That's interesting. Never really thought about it that way. But I guess, yeah, if you're doing the same things on a daily basis, even if you're enjoying them, I guess they become more familiar. So that could be part of it. You're right. Definitely could be. Sometimes I feel like it's just because I'm enjoying life, which I'm happy to be able to say. I'm enjoying myself, and time flies when you're having fun, right? That's more what it is for me. I make a habit of, or I have made a habit, not just a habit, but a lifestyle of living my life in a certain way, in a way that works for me and in a way that I enjoy. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm coughing so much this morning. But I have set up my life, and I'm grateful to be able to say this. I'm so, so grateful. I've been able to set up my life in a way where my time is truly my own. And I work when I want to. I take time for myself when I want to. And I'm very fortunate to be able to do that. And I know that because not everyone feels like they can do that or feels like their circumstances are such that they can. But I think I've been doing this for about as long as I can remember. Probably since, oh my gosh, I've been doing it for decades. It's just the way my life has gone. And I think part of that, excuse me guys, I've like got to take a drink. I don't know what is going on today. I think part of that is just because as a projector, there's a deconditioning process that goes on in human design when you find out what your type is. And as a projector, a lot of the deconditioning, I want to say, has somehow already been done for me on a very organic basis because I feel like for some reason I, in many ways, have always lived the way a projector is supposed to live, and that's by resting a lot. Well, right now I definitely need more rest, but at least I know I need it. But I've rested when I needed to. I've not ever been able to just work like a generator does. But I've needed to take rest, and I do. And I think I've just lived my life instinctively as a projector, at least a lot of it, because I didn't know the finer points until recently. But I know them now, and now I can fine-tune it. But like I said, I feel fortunate in just following my intuition and following my natural instincts and following my natural guidance and knowing that, you know, doing certain things was going to work better for me than other things, like resting more and not forcing myself to be on all day long. Although I have done that too. You know, because a lot of times in this life, it's a very generator world, and I'm talking about human design now. it's a very generator world, and we are all expected to, you know, work. A lot of us are expected to work these 9-to-5 jobs. Excuse me. And for those of us who are not generator types, working a 9-to-5 job is anathema. It's just not how we're geared. We are not made that way. We are made to, you know, work in short spurts. We're geared to work for a little while and, you know, maybe a couple hours at a time, and then rest, and then maybe work for another couple hours, if that, and then rest again. I know myself, that's how I've always felt, very naturally. I have felt that going all day long, even when I was in school, oh my God, talk about challenging. Not so much when I was maybe a little kid, even though it was challenging, but more as an adult, I got fired from a bunch of jobs because I couldn't keep up the pace. I just couldn't keep up working straight through for 8 hours. And even though, like, I would take a break here and there, because I had to, instinctively I knew I needed it. But I just, when I was in school, like when I went to, for instance, when I went to the University of Santa Monica, back in 2019 was my first year. And that was in person then. They switched over to online in 2020, obviously, because of what happened with COVID. But in 2019, I traveled to and from LA, you know, Santa Monica, for my classes. And let me tell you, that was no picnic. For me, especially as a projector who needs a lot of rest and can't really go all day long. So I kind of had to push myself to do that. And I did. And thank goodness, honestly, it was one of the gifts of COVID, really. And I'm not making light of it because I know that it was pretty shitty for a lot of people. It wasn't a lot of fun for me either at some points. But it had some gifts, like any other, you know, seemingly negative event. And one of them was that I didn't have to haul my ass to Santa Monica all the time, you know, for my classes. And I didn't have to be on 100% of the day. I could actually step away and take my device with my Zoom class with me. Like if I had to go to the bathroom or something, or if I had to, you know, lie down, I could do that. Where you can't do that if you're sitting in a classroom. So I feel like the universe, honestly, a friend of mine a long time ago said I lived a charmed life. And I really kind of see what she's saying when she said that, because I feel very fortunate in many ways, because I feel like the universe really does often bend to my wishes and give me what I need. And that's such a beautiful thing that I'm so grateful for, because I've seen it happen in real time and I see it happen all the time now, still. And I have a thought, like, wouldn't this be nice? And boom, there it is, you know? Not maybe instantaneously, but sometimes. But often it happens, you know, pretty quickly. And I have to be very grateful for that. And I want to be, and I am very grateful for that. Because I'm not doing anything. That's all Spirit's work. Spirit made me the way I am. Spirit has made you the way you are. And I'm sure a lot of you will resonate with this, because when you get an idea and you're like, ooh, wouldn't that be nice? And then it shows up out of the blue and you don't know how that happened. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. And that's something that we are all entitled to, you know, all day, every day. We really are. So let me go back to the chat. Good Lord. My throat this morning. I think it's because I turned my air conditioner on. I think my air conditioner does weird things to my sinuses. I had to turn it on. It was way too sticky in here this morning. So let me go to the chat. I want to make sure all of you are in alignment and doing okay. And if anyone has any questions, just toss them out and I will answer them. Okay. Hey, Quelly. Good to see you. Blessings to you too. And Renee, good to see you. So happy you're here. Yeah. Okay. Got it. All right. So, since there are no questions, I wish there were, because I really love answering questions. I would love, if any of you have questions, I encourage you to ask them, because I really, really, excuse me. I really do love answering questions. But what I had on my mind today was something that is going on with a lot of my friends right now, a lot of women. It's so interesting to me because I find that I tend to magnetize people who often are going through similar situations in life as I am, at least in some ways. And right now, I seem to have magnetized a lot of really beautiful friends and women, acquaintances, who are going through either perimenopause or menopause. And it's a thing. It's really a thing. And men really have no clue about what this is all about. And I really wish there was more support for women in menopause and perimenopause. Because half the women I know have struggled, and I heard some stories this weekend at my dance class, because I was talking to a few of the women there. Excuse me. And they're all going through this. And, you know, women start to go through this perimenopause, sometimes in their 30s, and then, you know, menopause later. But it's like a, I mean, it lasts for years, and it actually, some of the symptoms don't ever end, at least for a lot of women. Some women have it really easy, and they don't really have the challenges, but I find that that is very rare. I think I might have to take a break and blow my nose. I'm going to take a really quick break, you guys, and then I'll be right back. So I'm going to ask Serena just to play some music because I'm kind of struggling with my throat a little bit. And if you have any questions, put them in the chat. I'd love to answer them. But yeah, I'm gonna just take like a 3 minute, what, 4 minute, maybe 5 minute break. but I'll be right back. Okay. You are listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on WinterRadio.com, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. I'll be right back in just a moment. Thank you. everybody. I'm back. Thanks for bearing with me there. Just having a moment, you know, having a human moment. But we are back, and you are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa. All right, let's go back to the Facebook chat and see if anybody has any questions, because I would love to answer them. Yeah, I don't know why my throat's giving me an issue this morning. Probably because I didn't sleep enough. And one more reason to get good sleep, especially me as a projector. I think we're okay. I think I see everybody here. Yeah. I think I said hi. Yep, I did. Okay. So we have a few minutes. So I am first going to pull a card for the collective to just give us all some guidance. While I take some water. Okay. And breathe. Give it a shuffle. And let's see what spirit wants to tell us today. Ooh. We get any cards falling out, which I like. Oh, there's one. Okay. Excuse me. All right, I have pulled for the collective, the goddess of sacred power. You are being encouraged to take a leading role in your current situation. This is, wow, open right up to it too. This is going to resonate for a bunch of people. I feel that already. Excuse me. I apologize. My throat is really giving me an issue today. It wasn't earlier. Before I went on the air, it was fine. Okay. You're being asked by God. You're being asked by God and Goddess and the universe to take a leading role with regard to a project or family issue you are currently involved in. Mm. The current situation is in need of leadership and direction. Sometimes being too democratic simply doesn't work. If you look at life honestly, you will realize that everyone has their own opinion on how they think things should be done. It is not so much a matter of who is right or wrong. What is important right now is that someone takes control. It is better to steer a ship somewhere rather than have it drift aimlessly wherever the wind may blow. Have the courage to take control. Ask the universe to guide you. Lead lovingly, yet with strength, and follow the sacred power of your intuition. All right. I hate to keep apologizing for my throat, but so I know that was resonant for some of you. I can feel that. And I'm going to read from Eileen Patty's book, Opening Doors Within, for today's date, which is the 28th of July. Let's see. If my voice will hold out for 5 more minutes, I'll be all right. Okay. 28. All right. Okay, and she says, and these are meditations that were channeled to her by God. All right, July 28th. Pray without ceasing. Let your life be a constant prayer of love and thanksgiving. Life is very, very good, but always remember that life is what you make it. Therefore, if you are negative, you draw negativity towards you, and a dark cloud comes over your life, separating you from the highest good. If you are constantly positive, seeing the good in everything and everyone, there is blue sky and sunshine all around you and within you. Excuse me. Fill your life with love, faith, hope, and fulfillment. Learn to love life, for when you do, your life is a constant prayer, and you do indeed pray without ceasing. Prayer is your inner communion with me, God, when we walk and talk together, as we did in the beginning. Prayer is the food of the spirit, the nourisher of the soul. It is a deep inner need in every soul. Feel that inner need and answer it. So this goes back to what I was saying earlier, right? Let your life be a constant prayer of gratitude. Life is good, and it is what you make it. And it's not saying be Pollyanna-ish and just be positive all the time, but it's saying truly be grateful, because there are things to be grateful for. And the more grateful you are, the more you draw good things to you. It's really true. And like I was saying earlier, there really is no other. Everything you see is a reflection of you. And if you want to experience different situations, you have to change what's inside of you and the way you're thinking and feeling. That's the way it works. So we have 2 more minutes left, and I want to thank you all for being here, and thank you for bearing with me on my lack of sleep and sinus throat issue thing. I appreciate that. I don't know what's going on this morning. Maybe it's just my throat chakra opening up some more, because that's been happening a lot lately. And, you know, ultimately, any challenges we have, there are lessons, and they can have some real good things in them. So I am sure this is one of those. And that is how I will choose to look at it. I will choose to look at, you know, any issues that I might be having, including, you know, a weird throat and a weird voice from that throat. I will look at that as something. There's some sort of positive lesson in this for me, and it's one of them might be just to go to bed a lot earlier. That could be, because I have a feeling that might be part of it. But the machinery is starting outside, and it has been blissfully quiet. And the machinery actually waited till I was about to go off the air, which is a good thing. So, see, heaven is in our favor, and all the miracles are happening all around. So I am happy, and I'm grateful for all of that. And I'm grateful for all of you being here with me every week, today included. So I will just say that I'm happy to have had your presence, and I hope you'll join me again next week. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you all, and have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye. Yeah.